Micah chapter 5. Now you shall gather yourself in troops, daughter of troops. He has laid siege against us. They will strike the judge of Israel with a rod on the cheek. Now this is all looking forward in the end to what happened to Jesus. He was the leader of Israel, and they hit him on the cheek. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, being small among the cities of Judah, out of you one shall come forth to me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Now, this is quoted about Jesus, that he came from Bethlehem, even though it was the smallest and most insignificant of all the settlements in Judah. This is typical of how God works, that he uses the insignificant and the obscure, rather than the humanly powerful and attractive. And it says that his goings forth have been from of old. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus existed before he was born. He did not exist before he was born, because Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary. The angel, you remember, came to Mary and said, "You are going to have in the future a son, and he will be the Son of God," etc. And yet it says here that his goings forth were from of old, from everlasting. But I think what that means then is that the plan for Jesus was right from the beginning. The Word, the Logos, the plan of God, which was centered in Jesus, was from the beginning. And it was explained to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, etc. They were all told that they were going to have a seed or a descendant who would be God's son. And in that sense, the origins or goings forth of Jesus were from of old. Therefore, he will abandon them until the time that she who is in labor gives birth. Then the rest of his brothers will return. He shall stand and shall shepherd in the strength of Yahweh, in the majesty of the name of Yahweh his God, and they will live, for then he will be great to the ends of the earth. He will be our peace when Assyria invades our land, and when he marches through our fortresses. Then we will raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 senior leaders of men. Well, this could have had some reference to Hezekiah, but he wasn't particularly born in Bethlehem. And I think that it must look ahead to the last days, when there will be a latter-day Assyria. Maybe some power from the geographical area where Assyria was is going to come and invade Israel, and it will be this ruler from Bethlehem, Jesus, who is going to bring salvation to Israel when that happens. That's why an invasion of Israel from the area of Assyria is something that I think is going to show us that Jesus is about to come. They will rule the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod and its gates. He will deliver us from the Assyrian when he invades our land and when he marches within our border. The remnant of Jacob will be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from Yahweh, like showers on the grass, that don't wait for man nor wait for the sons of men. The remnant of Jacob will be among the nations, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the animals of the forest, like a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, if he goes through, tears down and tears in pieces, and there is no one to deliver. Let your hand be lifted up above your adversaries, and let all of your enemies be cut off. It will happen in that day, says Yahweh, that I will cut off your horses out of the midst of you, and will destroy your chariots. Well, they were told specifically not to trust in horses and chariots. They were actually forbidden as God's people to have horses and chariots because of their association with Egypt, and because God wanted them to remember that he had saved them from Egypt and had destroyed the horses and chariots of Egypt in the Red Sea. And yet they did have horses and chariots, and they became a symbol of really of trusting in the flesh. And so in that day, God says, I will destroy your horses and chariots. I will cut off the cities of your land, tear down all your strongholds, destroy witchcraft from your hand. I will cut off your engraved images and your pillars out of your midst, and you shall no more worship the work of your hands. I will uproot your Asherim out of your midst. I will destroy your cities. I will execute vengeance in anger and wrath on the nations that didn't listen. So I think that God is saying that although this was potentially possible, even at the time of Hezekiah, that the Assyrians could have been destroyed and there could have arisen this great messianic leader and the people of Judah could have gone forth and conquered the nations around them, that didn't really happen because Hezekiah didn't really respond as he should have done. He became proud in his last 15 years. He didn't care about what was going to happen beyond that. He raised the evil son Manasseh. He got friendly with Babylon, etc. The people worshipped idols. And that's why God says, well, therefore I am going to come and judge you for your worship of idols and for your trust in all human strength. And that's the lesson. Don't trust in Egypt. Don't trust in human strength, in your idols, your witchcraft, your clever ideas. We're asked to make a total, total commitment and faith to God. And if we use any of those things, sort of the human things in life, we use them with a very light hold and a very light hand, believing that, sure, God will work through this surgeon, this medicine, these tablets or whatever. But ultimately, my salvation is of the Lord.